Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past weekend, my best friend Caroline spent the night at my house. We went to skate country to roller skate, too. Tune in later for our adventures. This summer, I'm going to be staging at Commander's Palace with the one and only Chef Tori McPhail. I'm so excited! This past week in Culinary Arts at NOCA, we've freestyled. I'll tell you more about it in a bit. Now, I'm super excited to introduce our special guest, Stephen Ritz of The Green Bronx Machine. Stephen Ritz is a South Bronx educator administrator who believes that students shouldn't have to leave their community to live, learn, and earn in a better one, moving generations of students into spheres of personal and academic successes they've never imagined while reclaiming and rebuilding the Bronx. Stephen's extended student and community family have grown more than 30,000 pounds of vegetables in the Bronx while generating extraordinary academic performance. Just named a 2015 top 10 finalist for the 1 million global teacher prize, Stephen's accolades include a 2014 Greeniest Award, 2014 Green Difference Award, 2013 Latin Trends Award, ABC Above and Beyond Award, Chevrolet General Motors National Green Educator Award, USS Intrepid Hometown Hero Award, NYC Chancellor's Award, and various others. Stephen helped earn his school the first ever citywide award of excellence from the NYC Strategic Alliance for Health and directly attributes these results to growing vegetables in school. Mr. Stephen, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Now, the Green Bronx Machine is an incredible program. So when did you get the idea, and how did it all begin?
Well, remarkably, it started all by accident. So my success is an accidental one, rooted in the simple path of following nature. A little more specifically to your question, it started in about 2004, 2005. The roots of this program, without sounding too corny, started in about 2004, 2005 when someone sent me a box of daffodil bulbs. I was a dean of students at a very troubled school with some very troubled students, and I didn't even know what daffodils or bulbs were. This thing came to me in boxes. They looked like garlic. And I literally hid them behind a radiator in an old classroom. With some very difficult students. Long made short, because I was afraid that they were going to throw them at each other, quite frankly. long made short, the steam from the radiator forced these bulbs, unbeknownst to us, and one day there was a fight in class, and someone went to get something from behind the radiator, and there were hundreds of flowers that were blooming behind my radiator in this class, and it was kind of an epiphany. That year, my kids and I went on to plant 25,000 bulbs across New York City. I got the Golden Daffodil Award, and we did it to commemorate 9/11. And I realized that we could literally grow something greater. Fast forward a few years, you know, I just became interested in the initiative of green jobs and green infrastructure, because green jobs represented good jobs, and they really served my local community, which had a lot of environmental and social justice needs. So there was a triple bottom line there in terms of helping kids, helping the planet, helping earn a living wage, because neither jail nor retail is a living wage. And we gave birth, lo and behold, to the Green Bronx Machine. We started looking at every aspect of our lives and every aspect of school and stranding it out to have a greener, brighter, more inclusive, happier ending. And long made short, we are looking to move those who are apart from society to becoming a part of in ways that benefit the whole planet. God, that probably sounds a lot to talk to a kid who's just a cool chef.
I mean, it's so amazing. I love that. I mean, because you can actually, you know, make this difference with the kids planting all these different, you know, things around the city. That is just really, really cool. I love that. You know, I like, you know, I have my own garden too, and I love to tell people that you can just start with something small, whether it's like herbs or flowers or whatever, and you can, you know, grow more if you'd like it. And it's really easy too. It doesn't take much, you know, put in some soil, add a little bit of, you know, water, and it's amazing. And the more you cut it, the more it grows.
Well, what's remarkable really is in the least likely of places, which is the South Bronx, with the least kind of emphasis on green spaces, we have really kind of coined a little market for ourselves. The beauty, as you well said, is that plants inherently grow. So given an opportunity, you know, if you plant seeds and nourish them and give them light and water and a whole lot of love, amazing things will happen. And my kids and I never knew that, myself included. You know, 10 years ago, I couldn't name 10 kinds of vegetables. Now I grow 37 kinds of fruits, vegetables, and herbs in my class, en route to outstanding academic success. And that's what's really cool.
Wow, that is just so awesome. I mean, it's hard to believe that growing vegetables can make such a difference in, like, school attendance, academic performance, and self-esteem, but, you know, it really does. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. A lot of people, and listen, I love healthy kids. My own odyssey has been remarkable. I was close to 300 pounds not long ago, so I literally lost over 100 pounds. But a lot of people focus on food education, you know, teaching kids about food. And in communities like mine, where there is limited means and limited access to healthy fresh food, understanding what healthy fresh food is critical. But the flip of the script, if you will, is that while some people about food education, I'm really about educating with food. So I believe the art and the science of growing vegetables with kids, and now in particular with small young children who will eat anything and try anything at a young age, can really be the entry point for outstanding academic performance. You know, I don't expect every kid to love vegetables, and I don't expect every kid to want to farm. But I expect them to read about it, write about it, blog about it, do the science, do the math, do the prediction and the inquiry, you know, to taste things, to try things. And when little kids, you know, taste vegetables, you expand their palates. And when you expand their palates, you expand their vocabularies. And when you expand their vocabularies, you expand, you know, the possibilities for them in life. And most importantly for my kids in the South Bronx, you know, eating across the rainbow isn't a bag of Skittles, damn it. It's healthy, fresh food where they need it most. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that, I mean, it really is. And with, like you said, you can do so many things related, you know, to school and education with all the vegetables. I mean, you could do science experiments, like growing the different vegetables, you know, testing them, and you could do all kinds of things with it. It's just really awesome, and I love that. And
yeah,
you know,
vegetables are cool. Fruits and vegetables are cool. You know, understanding the difference is cool, and just letting kids know. So my kids are so disconnected from where their food comes from. For so many reasons, and the kinds of things that we see in our community, even though the Bronx, you know, serves a lot of people through Hunts Point, what's actually available to us locally is very limited. You tend to see, you know, high-calorie, low-nutrition, single-serve portions of sugar-based and fat-based fast food products. And I tell my kids, you know, if you want to be a millionaire, you can't live on the 99-cent menu. You know, if you want to look and live like a millionaire, you've got to eat healthy, fresh food, and what's really cool is we can grow it. And they really do enjoy it. I mean, there's something really, even as an older person, I'm older, I guess, certainly talking to you, the cool kid chef, but as, you know, to put a seed in the ground and watch this thing in a few weeks or a few months become this plant, and the coolest thing is you can eat them.
Exactly.
And little kids love that. I mean, the little kids will put anything in their mouth just once. You know, once they start getting older, they want cell phones and more sneakers, but little kids will try anything. And my thought is if I can build good habits upon good habits upon good habits, I don't have to unpack bad ones.
Exactly right. You just start with them young, and then they grow up liking these foods. And what I, you know, love to say is, like, when kids are, you know, and families too, are growing, you know, their own food and they're watching it grow, they're definitely more likely to eat it. Same with if they're cooking their own food, they're definitely more likely to eat it and, you know, not be so picky and say, ew, you know, I don't want this or that, and even if they've never tried it.
Right. OMG. Kids love growing their own food. They get a big kick out of it, but every kid loves to cook. Even if, you know, just the process of, like, banging and mixing and, you know, putting things together is really a lot of fun. And around that comes cooperation and coalition and communication, and those are the things that really are critical for me and my kids and my community. But the fact that it certainly can be rooted in health and wellness is also outstanding. Because, you know, as the health of the South Bronx goes, so goes the health of New York City, New York State, and New York and the nation. What most people don't know is the South Bronx is, you know, has some of the highest percentages of obesity and coronary disease and juvenile health issues in the nation. We are the 62nd out of 62 county in New York State with health outcomes. So my kids, really, if it benefits my kids, it's going to benefit the rest of the world too.
Yes, exactly. I mean, But it's really great what you're doing with all this, and you know, you're really bringing all the kids together, you're bringing everyone together, and I'm sure, like, do you have the families get involved in the program as well?
That's the coolest part, because kids love bringing food home to their families. I also have many immigrant families, families who came to this country, you know, first generation, because there was a lack of food where they came from. So when you can grow healthy food and fresh food and culturally relevant food, it is awesome. As you guys say, you know, we've got grandparents coming to school. We've got parents requesting I grow cilantro and crazy kinds of peppers. And it's great. We're meeting these people where they're at. And when the parents and grandparents come to school, oh, we give them report cards. We get them to vote. We get them health care. We give them the homework packets. We're really building community around something that's non-negotiable.
Exactly.
Food. Everybody needs to eat. And my goal is to see more families and more people eat together, to share a meal, to cook, to come together.
I love the same exact thing. It's just really awesome. And I love that. It brings everyone together, and it's so great. Well,
and remarkably, it also leads to great jobs, because the South Bronx is close to some very wealthy communities that have a real hunger for good food. And in a community that is job scarce, the ability to, you know, go get on a train and go work as a sous chef or a cook or a line cook or a production cook in a commercial kitchen really leads to living wage opportunities.
Yeah, and they grow up knowing all these things, and I just love that. Well, eat your greens while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Stephen Ritz of Green Bronx Machine. Now, let's find out more about you personally, Mr. Stephen. What's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, my. I should have really rehearsed for that one. I'm willing to try just about anything. I love vegetables. I will try anything once. I'm on a bit of a juice rage these days, so I kind of like cucumber and watermelon juice with a little bit of arugula, really blended up. But I'll try anything. And what do I love to cook? Well, I love things that have color, I love things that have texture, and I love things that have crunch. That could be a variety of crackers, or it could be a variety of salads, it could be a variety of vegetables. It could be fish that's crusted on the outside, but very soft on the inside. I like to try new things. I'm a big advocate, you know, I lost a lot of weight, for those of you who don't know, on smaller portion size. So get a smaller plate. Go from a 12-inch plate to a 10-inch plate. Have smaller meals, less sugar, less salt. I love spicy, love hot, hot, hot. Last night I tried a Moroccan vegetable dish. Woo! I was on fire. But, you know, I love trying new things. So please send us some recipes. I'd love for your kid listeners to connect with my aspiring chefs here in the South Bronx. If you could send us some recipes and share them on Facebook. My kids run a Facebook page, the Green Bronx Machine Facebook page, so send us some stuff. We'd love to try it. I mean, one of the coolest things, I love vegetable tacos and I love burritos. I also like cross-cultural food, so I like Korean Mexican. There's all kinds of avant-garde cuisine that's out there that's really kind of inspiring and new and cross-cultural, that makes me rejoice in the beauty that is the diversity of New York City. So I'm enjoying that.
Well, I love that. I mean, I love all those different things. I also love trying new foods and just really experimenting with new ingredients. So it's always really great. And like you said, I mean, I love tacos. It's my favorite food, so I can definitely agree with you on that, too.
What's interesting is I've come to learn about all the different regional cuisines in Mexico, because Mexico is so huge. So I'm really partial to the cuisines and, quite frankly, the breads of Guadalajara. I love panuchos, and, I just could go on and on. I'm salivating as we speak.
Oh, wow,
but what's interesting
awesome.
Is my kids actually grow vegetables in class for our grow-your-own Tower Garden veggie tacos. We actually grow everything that we need in class to make our own vegetable tacos short of the shell.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that. That sounds great.
Yeah, we're having fun. We actually had the White House chef, Bill Yates, come and visit us in the South Bronx to cook with us. So that was a lot
really?
Of fun.
Really? Yep. I actually got to, he's been on my radio show before, Chef Bill Yates. You know, I actually got to interview him in person, and he's just so amazing. And I met him again recently on a trip to New York at a festival. So that was really cool.
Bill is amazing. We've had other celebrity foodies like Reed Alexander come to my class.
Really?
Yes, Reed is coming.
I love him.
Oh, my God. Is he so animated and so energetic? I mean, he really makes me feel old and slow.
He does.
So we
he's
love
amazing.
Having Reed. Yeah, he is amazing.
He's a great friend of mine.
Well, you should definitely interview him and tell him Mr. Ritz and all the kids in the South Bronx and Green Bronx Machine send our love. He brought the house down 4 stories up. In the middle of the South Bronx, the kids loved him. My kids and I have been to TEDx and TEDx Manhattan, so we really come to not only share us and ourselves and our lives, but also benefit from the love that is in this food community.
Wow, I bet. I mean, that sounds amazing. It's what you do is great. Well, now, can you share with our listeners your funniest and most disastrous food memory?
Oh, boy. The funniest stuff always happens with kids in school, of course, whether it's an accidental tasting or an accidental recipe or some kind of spillage or the hot sauce that no one thought is hot or something like that. So there are lots of, I think the best memory is just kids really smiling, kids trying things for the first time and like wanting to take it home to their parents. I think, you know, my personal food memories center around just really loving spending time with my grandmothers, both of them, may they rest in peace, cooking and learning how to cook. And, you know, I'm obviously much older than you, long before TV, where we sat and we did things together, whether we baked bread and kneaded dough or cut and sliced and chopped and minced and waited patiently, you know, and then having to get, like, new pots because I would always touch the pots and burn my fingers, you know, because I wanted to sneak in and get in soon. Learning how to cook, learning how to really just cook with love, if you will. And the whole art of looking forward to having a meal and having sacred family time together.
Yes, it's definitely important. What I say is I want kids and families to cook together and to eat together, you know, sit down and have a meal rather than, you know, everyone gets something different and, you know, sits in their room or in front of the TV
or
whatever.
Get off the cell phone. Put that tablet down. You know, if you wouldn't put a dog in if you wouldn't put your pet in the microwave, don't put your dinner in there either.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
I don't think, you know, the rule in my house and in my class is you can't say you don't like it if you didn't try it.
Exactly.
So I always want people to try it. I love soup. But there are certain kinds of soups that I really don't like. Like, I don't like creamy basic. With the exception of New England clam chowder, I'm not really a creamy soup guy. I'm more of a broth kind of guy or a vegetable-based soup. So sometimes I'll have, like, these cultural soups that are really kind of what I call thick and milky and creamy. And they're, like, they don't really appeal to me. But some of the hot and spicy thin broths from Vietnam and Thailand, ooh la la, do I love them. They get me excited.
Yeah, I love soups too. We love to make soups at my house as well. And, You know, I love doing, you know, those different kinds of soups, but I definitely like the broth soups better. I'm the person who will drink almost all the broth and barely touch any of the actual, you know, food inside. And I'm like, I'm full. And so pretty much my mom and I will, like, if we go to a restaurant, we have some pho, we can just practically share a bowl because she'll eat all the inside and I'll just drink all the broth. But yeah, I mean, it's good. It's really great, and I love that.
I mean, soup is a warm, nourishing liquid. It's great to have. So I'm a big soup fan.
Yeah, me too. And you know, same thing with what I say is, you know, you can't say you don't like it if you haven't tried it. And that's what I say all the time, because you know, I'm just like, really, you can't say, oh, I don't, ew, that's nasty, that's really gross. And you're like, have you tried it? No. Well, then you can't say that. You know, if you haven't tried it, why wouldn't you like it? You don't know what it tastes like.
What's interesting to me as I've gotten older is I eat, and, you know, of course, as I've become more health-focused, is trying to eat a little more simply. You know, and basically what I say, if you want to live like a, if you eat like a peasant, you will live like a king. But if you eat like a king, you'll look like a pig. So I try to eat simply. I try to eat fresh. I try to eat local. And I don't mix it up. I mean, I'll try anything, but I don't go for anything too bizarre, but I guess. But, you know, I try and, like, as close now to what I would say natural food, things that are not, like, bizarrely processed, which is pretty funny because in my old days, you know, I was a guy who drank soda and ate potato chips for breakfast, and now I don't do that anymore, thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we love eating fresh too. And you know, like I said, I have a garden at my house, you know, in my backyard, and we have all kinds of herbs and veggies and fruits.
So what's your favorite veggie? You
know, oh, my favorite vegetable. That is a really, really hard question because there's so many vegetables that I really love, and you know, it just kind of changes from time to time. I remember I used to love zucchini and different, you know, your asparagus, and I don't know what it really is. It's so hard. I really like all kinds of vegetables.
Well, I love a good spicy arugula.
Oh yeah, that's good too.
Arugula is just awesome, and it's like a switch hitter. You know, you could do sweet stuff, you could do pungent stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's really good,
and I love it on pizza.
Yeah, I love it on pizza. I even like it in cologne. Like if someone would get out there and make arugula cologne, I think I would wear it.
But I bet you would.
It's funny because, like, remarkably, you know, I was listening to you do my intro. It's hard to believe that a guy in the middle of the South Bronx basically growing vegetables in classrooms, mind you. I grow enough food indoors to feed hundreds of people. 30,000 pounds of vegetables later, my favorite crop is organically grown citizens, graduates, members of the middle class, kids who are doing well in school. So that's, like, my favorite vegetable, but I really do love arugula. Oh, and it smells so good.
All right. Well, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
Well, I'll give you my secret fantasy because maybe she's listening. I would love to cook a meal with Michelle Obama.
Oh, my gosh. So would I.
Okay. So you get it. I mean, you get it. I think she's really kind of created an awareness around health and wellness and nutrition. And Lord knows she has two friends on her arms, Zeus and Apollo, those big muscles. So, I mean, the fact that she's healthy and fit and vibrant and energetic and is really taking this message to kids is exciting to me. I think she's a real cool first lady. I don't know if you know, I met the Pope. I'd probably like to make soup with the Pope.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, Pope Francis was amazing, so I really enjoyed meeting him. And we did talk about vegetables, and he's a very thoughtful, reflective guy, so I think the process of sitting around a pot and making soup and adding vegetables in would be awesome. But I did meet him, and I haven't met Michelle Obama, so I'd love to meet Michelle Obama.
I'm sure one day you might do that.
I'm working on that.
Well,
I'm definitely working on it.
Well, Mr. Stephen, thank you so much for being a guest on Cook.
No, well, thank you so much. And if I can, listeners, if you're out there, please like my kids on Facebook. It's Green Bronx Machine in the middle of the South Bronx. We say, si se puede. Connect with my kids. I want them to connect with you. And my goal is really to inspire healthy living around the world and to grow something greater with all of you. So as we say in the South Bronx, si se puede. Thank you so much. And keep cooking and eating healthy.
Well, thank you. You've shown us that growing veggies is just more than gardening and that Green Bronx Machine is making a difference in the world. If you want to find out more about Stephen Ritz and the Green Bronx Machine, KidChef.com for all the links. I'm inspired to grow some greens while we take a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel. does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook. It's time for a Tisket, a Tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is forbidden rice. Let's talk about forbidden rice. Forbidden rice is also known as black rice or purple rice. The forbidden rice is actually a deep, dark purple, and it's so dark it almost looks black. Forbidden rice has anthocyanins, and that's what gives it its unique color. The rice has a nutty aroma and taste. Like brown rice, the forbidden rice still has the husk intact, and it's just so delicious. I love it a lot. In ancient China, black rice is only served to the emperor and royalty, and it was forbidden to everyone else. Even taking or eating forbidden rice would result in consequences. Here's a recipe for my roasted corn, forbidden rice, and mint salad. Now, this is just a delicious salad with like a mix of all kinds of different ingredients. I love it. Ingredients. 3 cups of roasted corn kernels, 1 cup of forbidden rice cooked according to package instructions, 2 tablespoons of mint, fresh mint chopped, 1 tablespoon of sesame seed and ginger mix, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of sesame oil, and salt and pepper to taste. Directions. In a large bowl, mix ingredients thoroughly. Serves 4 to 6. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I'll give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. You have to check out this new mashup dessert hybrid generator called Dessert Rodeo. It's just so cool. So it shows a half of like 2 different pre-selected desserts on your screen, and then it creates a hybrid name for it, and then you can just click make another and create new desserts like all day long. I love it. Like, here's some of like the ones that I made. I made Domisu, which is donut and tiramisu, Chirky. I love that name. It's a churro and a Twinkie. Berzipan is bear claw and marzipan, a popoli, which is popsicle and zeppoli, and a clafu cake, which is clafuti and cupcake. They're just so awesome. They're hilarious names too. I'm just like so addicted, and you can even like post your desserts to social media using the hashtag dessert rodeo. So like I love that. Taco Bell is soon to release new Fritos taco shells, and the new taco shells will be sold original and chili cheese flavor in select locations. The new Fritos taco combo box includes a Frito taco shell, a Doritos Locos taco, a Burrito Supreme, and a medium drink for $5.99. YouTube beauty guru Michelle Phan announced that she's partnering with Endemol Beyond USA for their new lifestyle network, Icon. Phan will be the creative director for Endemol Beyond. The 27-year-old will mentor other online personalities while cultivating a streamlined vision for the network. The new network will also be hosting cooking shows. Hey, and that's this week's foodie news. Hey, Kid Foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook is The Green Teen Cookbook, edited by Lorraine Marchive and Pam McElroy. But it's written by teens for teens. This cookbook shows teens how to create nutritious, eco-friendly recipes with members from the Global Green Team. The recipes are from teens from around the world of various cultures who love to cook delicious meals. And you know, it has all these different recipes from different teens, you know, from around, you know, all over. It's just really great. There's different chapters of different ones. Like, this is snacks and sides. There's soup, salads, and sandwiches. And there's even, you know, breakfast and brunch and all kinds of different ones. So it's just really great. It has recipes for all seasons in here, which I really love. And this is just awesome. You know, it shows you, like, tips on how to shop on a budget and get the most out of, like, what you have in your pantry. And it even has different, like, essays on ethical eating and photos for all of the, you know, 80 plus recipes. So it's really great. It's like an all-in-one guide for growing green and eating well. That's really awesome. There's, like, a seasonal lasagna, Spanish-style bolognese, green pesto tagliatelle, pesto cherry tomato pie, Caesar salad, squash salad, pumpkin pancakes, French toast. There's even, you know, it even has, the first chapter is actually a rough guide to healthy, environmentally conscious cooking. It talks about how to eat healthily and seasonally, eating organic, vegetarianism, eating locally, and it talks about fair trade. So, you know, it's just really great. So it's a great cookbook to check out. So this past weekend, I had so much fun with my best friend. So we went to Skate Country. Right after school, I went straight to Skate Country and I met her there. And I had just been dying to go roller skating. And I don't know why. Every time I passed, I was like, Mom, I want to go there. I want to go there. And she's like, finally, we went there. And I was just like, I'm excited. I'm going to go roller skating. I remember last time I went, you know, I wasn't that good, but maybe I'll be better this time. You know, I was just really excited to go roller skating. And it was like top charts night. They were playing awesome music. And, you know, all the lights were like, you know, strobe lights. And I don't know, just really cool stuff and like neon lights. And it was just really fun. So, you know, I put the roller skates on. I'm standing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I am not going to be good at this. And I'm like shuffling in my roller skates. I'm like, okay, I need to like figure this out very quickly. So at first I'm like holding on to the wall and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm like so scared that I'm gonna fall down. And I was freaking out. And my friend Caroline's like, here, let me help you. I was like, no, no, no. Because I was scared because she hadn't skated in a while either. So we were just kind of skating. I was holding on to the wall. And then I got a little better, but not very much. Just a little bit. And I was just kind of scared. So I kind of held the wall the whole time. I was just really, really bad. And then, you know, my mom was like, why don't you just let go of the wall and just skate, glide your feet and lean forward, lift one foot up while you roll the other. And I'm like, okay. So I tried that. And I like, as soon as I like let go and I started going, I was like, oh, this is fun. And then whoosh, I slipped and I fell right on my butt. And I was like, well, and that's not working. So I was just like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I was just really bad. And I just kept going, getting off of the rink because I wasn't very good at it. And I was too scared to hold Caroline's hand because I was afraid she would pull me down in case she fell. So that wasn't cool. But, you know, I still had fun. And anyways, early, and we had, you know, some food to eat, and then we went to the store, and I sat in a cart, and she pushed me around the store while I was in the cart, and that was fun. So, you know, it was just a lot. We were really silly, and we had lots of fun, and then it's just, so we got to hang out. We hadn't seen each other in, like, a whole month, and that's like a long time for us. But it was a lot of fun, you know, just to hang out with her. So that was great. Well, grab a tasty salad. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Roberto Katakaru for guessing Brussels sprouts. Let's talk about Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts look like cute little baby cabbages, except they're a little darker. Brussels sprouts are part of the Brassica family. They are native to Northern Europe. It's believed that they have been cultivated in Italy in Roman times and as early as the 1200s in Belgium. They used to be a gourmet vegetable in Britain and were once served as a Christmas treat. It's snack activity time! Here I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snack activity is mango salsa. Ingredients: 1 ripe mango diced, 1 medium tomato diced, 1 tablespoon of cilantro chopped, 1 tablespoon of mint chopped, 1 teaspoon of garlic chives chopped, 1 small clove garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of jalapenos chopped, salt and pepper to taste. Directions: in a small bowl, mix all ingredients thoroughly. Serve with tortilla chips, tacos, or any other dish. Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. Today's recipe is slow cooker pork with turnips. This pork is super simple, and it's easy to throw together for a weeknight meal. Ingredients: 1 cup of Trinity, 3 cups of turnips diced, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose seasoning, 1.5 pounds of pork roast, 1 handful of oregano on stems, 1 handful of thyme on stems, and 4 cups of chicken broth. Directions: put Trinity and turnips into a slow cooker. Rub olive oil and seasoning on all sides of pork roast. In a hot iron skillet, sear pork roast on all sides until golden brown and crispy. Place pork roast into the slow cooker. Throw in oregano and the thyme with the stems. Then you cook it for 5 hours on high or until tender and falling apart. Then after that, you remove the stems from the slow cooker. Serve 6 to 8. It's time for kitchen crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's kitchen craft is how to make a spoon paper magnolia. Supplies: 3 spoons of varying sizes, magazine, newspaper, or old book pages, fuzzy sticks, scissors, and glue. Instructions: Step 1, on the paper, trace the head of the spoons and 1/4 inch of the neck. Step 2, turn the spoon around and trace the head of the spoon again so that it looks like a bow tie. Repeat with the same spoon so that you have 2 double-sided petals. Step 3, repeat these steps with the 2 remaining spoons. Cut out all of the double-sided petals. Step 4. Arrange the petals on top of each other in a floral pattern with the largest petals on the bottom. Glue them all together. Step 5. Cut 2 inches of fuzzy sticks and form into a tight swirl. Glue in the middle of the flower. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs you can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and the Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my newest cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. So at NOCA this past week, it was actually kind of funny because the first day we went to school, the weather was just so bad that they canceled the half day, they canceled school for half day kids, so they didn't have to go to arts, but if you're in academics, you just went to your arts anyways. So we just worked like on studying for our exams that day. And then the next day we walked into class and we did like an individual freestyle, except that we had to use the chicken that they had and turnips. So, and we also had to use herbs and two spices we've never worked with before. So it was like an individual freestyle, and they just said go. And so we just had to create something, and I was like thinking, I wanted to do something different, and I was like what spices have I not worked with? I worked with so many. I was like going through all the spices we had, and I was like, I don't usually use pink peppercorns, and I don't usually use coriander, so I'll just try that. So I did that, and they were both whole, so I had to grind them both up, and then I crusted the chicken, like a chicken breast, with the pink peppercorn and coriander. So I crusted it. And we also had to focus on a technique. So I did searing, and I seared that. It was nice and crispy. And then with the turnips, I wanted to do something different. Normally, I would probably do roasted turnips or something like that. Or I wanted to do something different. So instead, I sauteed the turnip and with some carrots, and I did a little bit like salt and pepper, pretty much it, and then I put that in a food processor with some chicken broth and some water too, so it wasn't that salty, and then I made a puree out of it. So I made a turnip and carrot puree with the pink peppercorn and coriander crusted chicken, and that was what I made for my freestyle dish. So that was good. But I kind of burnt my chicken a little bit, so like when I was searing it, so that wasn't that great. But but it was still really good. Anyways, but then the next day, we had a power outage at school, and that wasn't very fun because, well, it was fun, but also at the same time it wasn't, because we were in the middle of, first period, 9 a.m. in the morning, and all of a sudden the power goes out, and we're just sitting there, and everyone's on their computers, because we use our computers for a lot of things in class, and a lot of people's computers were dying, because we couldn't charge them, and we were all freaking out, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So then we had to do, other things, and we went to our second class, and we were supposed to work on our computers, but everyone was dead, so, that whole class, we didn't really have, anything to do, but it was still fun. So then we went to lunch after that, and there were, since there was no power, the microwaves weren't working. Thank goodness I brought a sandwich that day. I didn't have to warm anything up. I also had, a cold lunch, and that's not very fun, but so we ate lunch, and then after that, they were, kind of deciding what to do, because they said they were going to fix it within a few hours, the power, and we really didn't. They couldn't, and we ended up playing music on speakers and doing the wobble and different line dances, and we did the limbo and we played a bunch of games. And then by 1 o'clock, they said they couldn't, the power couldn't be fixed till later that night. So they just said, everyone, school's canceled, go home. So we went, so they just let us go home, and I went home with my friend Tori. And we picked up a vegan, she's vegan, so we picked up a vegan, cheese pizza from Pizza Delicious, and then we ate some of that, and that was really great. So that was kind of how my day went that day. That was pretty fun, though. So we got to get out of school early. And then the next day in culinary, we actually got to do, we really literally just walked into class, and the chef said, okay, so today you have to make something with the chicken that we already made, and it was like with rosemary on it, and something with waffles you can get in groups or individual, whatever you want, go. That's literally what they did, and I got with my few of my classmates, and we did like these waffle tacos, and we also battered the chicken, like we did, shredded the chicken up, and we battered it, and then fried that, and then put that inside the waffle that we made, and it was really good. And we did like a honey mustard on top, so that was really delicious. So I really loved that. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from George Clooney. You learn from the mistakes you make and from the mistakes other people make. The truth is you don't learn from success, you learn from failure. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar for the Voice America Kids Network. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the KidStar Out of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah. When I eat, I use my beak and fill them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one about it helps me stay alive. I'm an octopus and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. But more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage, yeah. Thank you.
That was the Whiz Pops from the Kidstar album of the month.